What's happened in the last 5 years? Real estate values have just spiked something fierce. So no longer are we going to be able to step in and make up 3 or 4 months of back payments, give them a couple thousand to move, and maybe get in it for $5,000 or $6,000, $8,000. You got to have cash.
You're listening to 5 Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello, investors, and welcome to the 5 Hour Real Estate Week podcast. I'm Mike Butler, and yeah, I got a call for something going on with my throat here. Sorry about my voice being different. But today's episode is something very unique. I've never done anything like this one before. And the topic is sell now for top dollar before the market changes. So the bottom line here with this, but it just sounds like my voice is cracking up. But anyway, my goal is I want to help you. That's the whole purpose of this. And so I want to tell you my story about what happened to me recently. Okay, that affects your sell now for top dollar before the market changes. You think the market's going to change? It is. It's going to. It's already started happening in a few real estate markets. But let me share with what happened with me. It would be, in fact, it'd be a week ago tomorrow. So this happened on the last day of the year I closed. But here's what happened. I had somebody who found me out, approached me, and wanted to buy a bundle of my single family homes and pay top dollar, okay, which is like Zillow pricing, okay? And I didn't believe it. How many times between all the wholesalers, everybody out there blowing smoke up your butt, always crap, you know, it comes down to it. And then you got these folks that want to get you to waste your time. And then they want to get a contract. Then they go do an inspection and they come back with $45,000 in repairs and they want to discount the price. I'm sick and tired. I'm not doing that program. Well, anyway, I did my homework on this fellow that reached out to me and tracked down the owner. And the owner has a private jet and he flew up from, he went to Paris to pick up his private jet. He's only 40 years old. And so he invited me to dinner at Ruth Chris. So I said, okay. So I get to meet him and he's just like me and you. Talks very calm, very sincere, answered any questions I have, didn't dodge anything, didn't try to hide anything. And so I said, okay, I'll give him a go around. And so I prepared a bundle, okay, of 30 single family homes to sell to him. And so I gave him the list of homes and they come and they needed, it had to be 3 bedrooms plus, 3 bedrooms or more. And only single family homes. And so I gave him a list of that and I was expecting, you know, well, it's going to fall apart. It always does. All this stuff, you know, it's the old genie bottle thing. It's too good to be true. It probably is. And I've heard all kinds of war stories. You have too, if you've been around doing this long. So anyway, long story short, so I give him just a small snippet of my rental portfolio properties would be willing to sell. So they came back, they did their due diligence when I gave them the list of the houses, how many bedrooms, what was the square footage, blah, blah, blah. They come back and they make me an offer. And so I look at it and they really didn't lowball it. They pretty much come back with the prices that I wanted. And I was kind of shocked. So I'm thinking, okay, what's the catch? So we move forward to the next stage. So then we have a signed contract. And remember now, I don't have a thing invested in this except for my time, which was minimal, okay? So to sell 30 single family homes, most of them with tenants in them, and not have to jump through all the hoops and commissions and all that other time-eating stuff, I was interested. So I moved forward with it. So then the next thing they did, after we came up with an agreement for pricing, for the sale price, for purchase price, for these 30 single family homes, then they wanted to schedule inspections. I don't blame them, okay? So it took a while. It took about 30 days to get those completed because there was some miscommunication about them realizing that we have to give our residents a 48-hour notice minimum to do an inspection. Now, it's kind of slick, and I told them that the inspection that we were doing was from our insurance company who were doing random inspections because the last thing you want to do is tell your tenants you're going to sell a house, sell their home. Okay, they just go into a frenzy, and I don't blame them. I would too. So anyway, so they come back with the inspections and bingo, I was expecting, you know, all kinds of repairs and this and that. Nothing. Came back good. Did they want to adjust the price? Nope. They didn't adjust the price either. So then next step was they wanted a rent roll. Well, you know what that is. Okay. And then they scheduled a closing. So all this started the last week or so of October of 2021. And long story short, it all was closed. It'll be a week ago tomorrow. It closed on December 30th of 2021. So all that counts for last year's taxes. And now I did my homework to make sure that I wasn't going to get spanked on capital gains and all this and that. And keep in mind, you know, I just survived a 3-year deep dive IRS audit of everything I owned. And it was all triggered because of the massive amounts of loss carried forward due to how I handle my depreciation. And so due to this depreciation, I run my numbers and it seems like I'm not going to have to pay any capital gains tax and getting millions of dollars, millions for these 30 properties. All right. So anyway, remember I said my goal here is I want to help you. So why in the world would you want to do this? So let me explain the why and the how. All right. And so I'm checking my time here. I got to make this short and sweet because that's what you want. Okay, take a look at what's going on in our real estate market right now. Interest rates. I've said for the last 2 years, okay, this real estate frenzy cannot continue. So what have we seen on the news the last 2 weeks? Okay, if you paid any attention to it, okay, the Feds say that they're going to raise interest rates to curb inflation. That's their excuse to raise the interest rates to curb inflation. Well, I was expecting them to say that anyway, but I was not expecting them to say they're going to raise interest rates 2 or 3 times this year. Okay. So what's that going to do to the market? If the interest rates go up, that means people can buy less house. Okay. So that's going to halt it a little bit. Okay. Now, the other thing is the inventory is going to increase a little bit. But remember this thing called the CDC eviction moratorium? Well, guess what? They had the CDC foreclosure moratorium. So not only for homeowners, but think of all the investors who have properties that jumped on the foreclosure moratorium bandwagon. Okay, so now each individual state, they can make their eviction moratorium, foreclosure moratorium, they can extend it and do whatever they want. But as far as the federal government goes, you know, foreclosures are back on board. So now we've got properties that are going into the foreclosure process. Okay, so you got interest rates are going to be bumping up. You've got the foreclosure moratorium is over. So folks that are delinquent, okay, that's going to be happening. And so here's the opportunity that I see in the very near future, okay? And I've already seen changes in the market, especially in few of the Florida markets. These homes that are priced in the, I don't know, say 600 plus range or so, I've seen them have price drops of $45,000, $55,000 drop in price. We've not seen that for over 5 years. So let me tell you about the future opportunity. The future opportunity is going to be in jumping loans. And that is my system. It's the only U.S. attorney approved system for taking over payments so you don't commit bank fraud and some other things. Okay. And let me tell you about before the last financial reset of our American economy and the real estate bubble bursting back in 09, 10, 11, what have you, the foreclosure tsunami. Well, we used to be able to step in and take over payments on somebody who's behind on payments, okay? And what has the interest rates been for the last 10 years, 10, 11, 12 years? They've been super low, almost next to zero, the lowest in history. I can remember the second house I bought. I was tickled to death that I could assume a VA loan at 15% interest. That's back when Carter was in office and prime was 21%. This whole new generation of new investors coming on board, they dropped their jaw, they'd go freak out if the interest rate, if prime went to 7% and then your investor loans are 8 or 9% again, like they used to be. But anyway, so here's a future opportunity. Future opportunity is there's going to be a boatload of people that jumped on the foreclosure bandwagon. So there's going to be a boatload of real estate owners, of house owners who are behind in payments. Okay. And now they're starting a foreclosure process and they've got super low fixed rate loans. And what's happened in the last 5 years? Real estate values have just spiked something fierce. Okay. So no longer are we going to be able to step in and make up 3 or 4 months of back payments, give them a couple thousand to move, and maybe get in it for $5,000 or $6,000 or $8,000. You got to have cash. You got to have cash to play that game with what's coming up around the corner. And I want to tell you a story about my good friend, Randy Hammer. You may have heard him before on the Power Lunches. But Randy, he's an investor from Brownsburg, Indiana, who's buying investment property also down in Port Charlotte, Florida. And he had a fellow that wanted to sell his house, and he had a 2.1% fixed rate VA loan. And so Randy used my jumping loans system, okay, to take over payments on this. In order for him to pull the deal off, now remember, this person's got a ton of equity in there because prices have spiked. So it took Randy $26,000 out of pocket to step in and take over payments on a 2.1% fixed rate loan, which he's tickled to death with. Now, $26,000 is a lot of money. Okay, I agree with that. But with the way the values have gone up and what this property will rent for, he's going to get his $26,000 back in less than 24 months. Okay, but if you want to take advantage of these future opportunities that are lurking around the corner, you got to have some cash. So back to sell now for top dollar. Think about if you've owned properties for 5 years, rental properties, look at how the values have gone up. If you can put together a bundle of 30 to 100 houses or more, they got to be 3 bedrooms or more. Okay. I want to help you do this. Okay. If you can put together 30 or more single family houses, 3 bedrooms or more, okay, and preferably with tenants, okay, I can probably help you out and I'll schedule a strategy session with you to see if you qualify and I can hook you up, okay? I'm not looking to list your properties or anything like that. I'm just wanting to help investors that don't have this. You've been beat up before with all these knuckleheads out here promising the moon they can't deliver. Okay. So I'm not going to waste my contact with this fella. And sorry about my voice going, it's going more, but there's some things to do. If you've got, think about houses you wish you might not have bought. Okay. But if they're 3 bedroom plus, I didn't liquidate anything. I just sold a small bundle of 30 single family homes. If you've got 30 or more, okay, especially if you got 100. If you can put together 100, that'd be great because this fella just bought 379 houses that I know of, 3 bedroom plus, paid cash for them. Okay. I'm serious. It sounds crazy, but he gets funding from this. He's a guy just like, well, I don't have time to get into this. I want to make it short. Okay. He's self-made. He's 40 years old. His dad, when he grew up, his dad was an amusement park ride operator at Disney World. Okay. In Anaheim, California, he was a beach bum. And then when he's 20 years old, he decided he's going to start buying investment property and he just scaled it big time. And so now he gets funding. What allows him to pay cash? He gets funding from international investors. For example, the Saudi Arabia Teachers Pension Union writes him a check for $287 million. Another one he gets for $1 point something billion. Okay. And so these folks, and what are they looking for? They're looking for a 2.5%, 3% return on that money. Wouldn't it be awesome? Imagine having $287 million at 3% interest. Well, that's what allows him to do that. So there's a couple of things I want you to do on your homework before you pull the trigger on this, okay? Number one, take those 30 single family houses or whatever bulk bundle package you can do. He's not going to do onesie twosie. That's not going to happen, okay? He prefers as many as you got. Now, I want you to run your numbers briefly to look at your tax consequences, okay? Because if you're going to get spanked on capital gains, well, then you might want to do a 1031 tax deferred exchange or do a reverse 1031 tax deferred exchange. And then there's a third way to do it that I'm not an expert on, but it's monetized installment sales. Now, the IRS, capital gains tax involves the IRS, and the IRS affects which states? All 50 states. Okay, so my real estate investing expert attorney, Harry Borders, he can do your 1031 for you, your reverse 1031 for a very, very, it makes it brain dead simple for you. And his email, if you want to jot this down, is harryborders@gmail.com. And his family has the Borders and Borders attorneys. They're the number one closing attorney in our region. Okay, harryborders@gmail.com. So if you need information about 1031s or you got some to do or reverses, Harry's your go-to guy. I don't have it all memorized or understand it. I got the basics, but you know, if I'm doing 1031s, Harry's doing them. Okay. Now, so you need to check that out. Now, if you want to see if yours qualify, okay, I want you to go to my website, mikebutler.com, and somewhere up there on the top, it's going to say contact us. So just bang in your name, your email, and your phone number, what have you. Tell me your short story there, how many properties you got for sale, where they're at, what town, this and that. And then I'll schedule a strategy session with you, and we'll talk one-on-one, okay, about this to see if you qualify. Because I'm not going to burn up my contact, okay, sending this fella a bunch of idiots, you know. And I trust that you're not an idiot. So I don't want to, all right. So who's this for? If you're a new investor, if you're intermediate investor, if you're the veteran seasoned old pro. All right. If you're brand spanking new, okay, you might already have some properties. Take a look at those things. The time to sell and cash out is when they're at their peak. And I'm telling you, I think our peak right now, if not, we've already gone to the peak and we're starting to go down. All right. Now, if you're an intermediate investor, you've already got some rentals and stuff. Take a look. See if you can cash out some of those right now. I know you bought them, right? Or you wouldn't have them, right? Okay, so take a look at that. And if you're the old pro, maybe you can restructure some debt. Okay, maybe get some things paid off. Maybe sell some of those you wish you wouldn't have bought. Okay, and just have loose, fewer moving parts. And you'll have get a ton of cash that you can take advantage of these upcoming opportunities in the very near future. So I've gone a little bit over than what I want, okay? But I think this is very, very important. So if you want me to help you out with something like this, just go to mikebutler.com, hit contact us, fill in the form, tell me a little bit about what you got there. And then we'll get together and schedule a time for me and you to talk. And I was impressed. I honestly thought that this was all going to be something that too good to be true. And they come up with all kinds of things about repairs, but it was legit. You're listening to the guy that did this with no repairs, no commissions. Okay. Unbelievable. And I'm just laughing and wow. I want to do the very same for you too. So here's what I want you to do right now. So I told you what to do. Go to mikebutler.com, contact us, and you can tell me about it. Okay. Now, the other thing is I want you to share this with your fellow investors. I want you to subscribe. I'm not a podcast expert by any means. Okay. But I've been told to invite you to follow me, to subscribe to this, to share with your fellow investors, and to add comments. Okay. Now, I don't know where in the world you had a comment on a podcast. But if you can do that, this podcast is just rocking and rolling. And so you've got a success story. Okay. I can feature you on our Winter Wednesdays when we do featured experts. And I'd love to have you on there and share your story of how you pulled this off too. So with that, I'm going to shut up, move on. You know what to do. I'm counting on you. Let's do it. Make it happen. Adios.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.